Greetings and welcome to Bites of Technology, a weekly intelligent look at the artificial. Next Thursday, the Texas Medical Center's Innovation Institute will be the site of a unique event for healthcare-related startup companies to show the public, investors, and healthcare administrators what new products they're working on. The event is called TMCX Demo Day and will feature demonstrations from more than 20 healthcare technology startups, including a few from Houston. One of the interesting startup projects that will be demonstrated is Revelix, an Austin-based company that has designed a medical imaging software service and hopes to help medical professionals discover diabetic limb complications early. Another project is called Stratos Labs from Philadelphia, which is a continuous breathing sensor that connects doctors with asthma and COPD patients and hopes to improve care management and patient monitoring. The TMCX Demo Day event is from noon to 5 p.m. or so, with two rounds of startup pitches beginning at 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. The event is at the TMC Innovation Institute, 2450 Holcomb Boulevard, Suite X. For more information, tune your web browser into tmc.edu. Next week, China is expected to lift a suspension of the importation of recycled materials from the United States. China's recent ban and tighter restrictions on recycled materials is making local cities and governments anxious because most, like the city of Houston, have large contracts with recycling companies to accept residential recyclable materials. Those companies' business models are based on the resale market, and China is the largest importer of recycled materials in the world. But China is changing. China is now a lot more picky in what recycled materials it chooses to accept for import, and the price has also gone down as its governmental leaders try to shift the economy to a consumer-based model that uses local materials, not American recycled garbage. And finally, the New York Times printed a front-page article this week about the growing schism within American technology behemoth Google. In fact, dozens of employees have defected from the almighty Google this year in response to the news of its artificial intelligence contracts with the Pentagon. Google is now a big part of the Defense Department's Maven program and is reported to be assisting with the new technology behind military systems that uses artificial intelligence to interpret video images for drone strikes. According to the Times, the Pentagon contract has, quote, fractured Google's workforce, fueled heated staff meetings and internal exchanges, and prompted some employees to resign, unquote. 4,000 Google employees have signed a petition demanding the company create a clear policy stating that neither Google nor its contractors will ever build warfare technology. You have been listening to Bites of Technology on your listener-sponsored community radio station, KPFT 90.1 FM, Houston, a Pacifica station for peace. I'm Brandon Moeller.